warning about terrorism just as the Winter Olympics are about to begin. It involves, of all things, tubes of toothpaste and the Sochi Games that start on Friday. KTVU's Patty Lee is live now at SFO. She learned it has no direct flights to Russia. So, Patty, given that, how are passengers reacting?
Well, they are still afraid, and it's mostly because if explosive materials are hidden inside travel-sized tubes of toothpaste, wouldn't take much for a determined terrorist to sneak them on board.
Toothpaste tubes could be used to smuggle bombs onto planes. That warning came from Homeland Security today and is for airlines flying direct to Russia ahead of the Winter Olympics in Sochi.
It's the type of venue where, you know, the terrorists kind of gravitate to it.
Rick Smith is a former FBI agent and head of security firm Cannon Street. He worries about the safety of the Winter Games, which terrorists have already promised to disrupt, recently unleashing suicide bombers in other Russian cities.
They're going to require passengers to, put the liquids in the checked luggage. They've got to adjust based on the intelligence, and unfortunately, the passengers are victimized by all this stuff.
Homeland Security's warning was directed towards U.S. carriers, namely Delta Airlines, which runs a direct flight out of New York.
I believe the games will be safe, but we're in a very different setting in Sochi than we were in Salt Lake City. Sochi is a very dangerous neighborhood.
Mitt Romney today called for more information about the specific intelligence to help the TSA, airlines, and passengers prepare. But Rick Smith says it's likely on a need-to-know basis.
I'd like to think that there's more specific intelligence on what they're looking for other than just a toothpaste tube.
If someone could bring a toothpaste, then it's, like, scary. So, yeah, I don't feel safe at all.
SFO had little to say about this terrorist warning and only that it didn't have any information to share. So here at SFO and at airports across the world ahead of the Olympics, there's a lot of trepidation, preparation, and hoping for the best. Live at SFO, Patty Lee, KTVU Channel 2 News.